cell block. Lock cell block. Lock cell block.
The crime cases of Warden Laws. The makers of Clippercraft clothes for men and 924 leading retail stores from coast to coast tonight present from the private files of Lewis E. Laws, former warden of Sing Sing Prison, case number 43587M, for murder. If you need a fine new suit for business or a good-looking sport jacket for weekend wear and want to make your dollars do double duty, here's how. Insist on Clippercraft clothes. Famous for stretching your dollars and giving you positively extraordinary value are the fine stores everywhere selling Clippercraft. Despite rising costs of materials and manufacturing, you can buy long-wearing, beautifully tailored Clippercraft suits for only $35 and $40. Fine tropical worsteds for only $30, $32.50, and $35. And luxurious sport jackets for only $24. It's the Clippercraft plan that makes Clippercraft clothes possible at these low prices. Concentrating the buying power of 924 of the nation's finest stores from coast to coast, providing steady year-round operation, reducing manufacturing and distribution costs. And the savings go to you. Comparison of Clippercraft values with clothes selling for many dollars more will convince you as nothing else can. See your Clippercraft dealer tomorrow. And now from the files of Warden Laws, case number 43587M, for murder. There's a number of cases in the warden's files with special, unusual twists, each stranger than fiction. Now take the case of Al Keeler, retired racketeer. He had a special talent for attracting the opposite sex, and finally, he made it pay off. In short, he married Ruth Emery, a widow with $2 million. But after a few months, Al Keeler found out the payoff wasn't going to be so easy after all. And the reason was George Van Horn, Ruth's lawyer.
Ruth?
Yes?
I just saw George Van Horn leaving the house when I came in.
Well, what of it, Al?
Just spending a lot of time with him.
Naturally, he's my family lawyer. These legal affairs to discuss.
Are you sure it's just legal affairs?
What are you driving at? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want him hanging around here. He doesn't like me, and I don't like him.
He's my lawyer. I'll have him here all I please.
Listen, Ruth, I'm your husband.
My husband, yes. Yes, we're married. But that's all. You don't care about me, Al. It's my money you want. Oh, I'll admit I thought you were in love with me in the beginning. But now, I know better.
So Van Horn's really poisoned your mind against me, has he?
Oh, let go of my arm. Stop twisting it. You guttersnipe. Ow!
Okay, I'll stop now. Well, that's just a taste of what you're going to get if I find Van Horn around here again.
Good evening, Celia.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Van Horn.
Mrs. Keeler in?
Yes, sir. She's in the library.
Never mind announcing me, Celia. I'll go right in. Hello, Ruth.
George. Oh, George, you shouldn't have come here to the house.
No? Why not?
It's Al. He's forbidden it. Oh, George, he hates you. I'm afraid
of
what he...
Nonsense, Ruth. I'm not afraid of Al Keeler or any other ex-gangster like him. I just dropped in to tell you I'm ready to execute the new will you made out.
Oh. But, George, if Al ever finds out...
Finds out what, Ruth?
Al!
I saw Mr. Van Horn's car out in front, so I thought I'd come in the back way.
Al!
I told you never to see Van Horn again, Ruth.
Look here, Keeler.
Shut up, Van Horn.
Georgie, he's got a gun.
Yeah. And I haven't forgotten how to use it.
Al, you wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I, baby? Back in the old days, I used to be a trigger man. My clients paid me $1,000 for every sucker I knocked off. But this little job's worth $2 million.
A sweet payoff, huh, Van Horn?
Keeler, you don't mean you're going to...
Yeah, first her and then you, pal.
You're crazy. They'll give you the chair for this.
Will they? I surprise at you, Van Horn. For a smart mouthpiece, you're pretty dumb. This is, what do they call it? Yeah, crime of passion. I walk in here, find you making love to my wife, so...
Al, no. No, don't do it.
Goodbye, baby.
Al, please don't.
Why, you crazy fiend. You'll get the chair for this.
All I'm going to get, my friend, is $2 million.
Well, Keeler, tomorrow's the last day of the trial. The DA is going to ask the jury to send you to the chair.
Yeah, Lever, I know. Look, I've been sitting here in this cell worrying myself sick about what's going to happen. Now, you're my mouthpiece. What are my chances?
Pretty bad. In fact, very bad.
I thought I had it all figured out. I thought the jury would see it my way. When a husband finds someone else making love to his wife...
The DA has convinced the jury that you killed your wife for her money. And your past record, Keeler, doesn't help any.
But I could have proved it. Celia Johnson, the maid, saw Van Horn coming to my house almost every day, only...
Only the maid became frightened and left town. And we can't locate her.
Yeah.
She might have been our star witness, Keeler, and got you an acquittal. No?
Yeah, I know. Now it looks bad. Wait a minute, Leopard.
Yes?
Do you know Ed Coakley?
I think I do. He was your, assistant in the old days, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I'll get in touch with Coakley, Leopard. Tell him I gotta see him right away. I gotta see him before we go into court tomorrow.
To see me, Ed?
Yeah, Ed. Look, did you notice that Frankie Warren was in the jury?
The con man? Sure, I saw him in the box. That little rat sure gets around.
Yeah. Ed, listen, do you think he'd do me a favor?
Frankie? Well, I don't know, Al. We did him out of a couple of jobs in the old days.
Yeah, but I'm in trouble now. Plenty of trouble.
He wouldn't be interested in that, Al.
You think he'd be interested in a little dough?
How much?
Say, $10,000 in cash and on the line.
I think you've got yourself a customer, Al. You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, but get to him tonight, before we go into court tomorrow.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him to hold out for manslaughter, no matter what the other jurors want.
For manslaughter?
That's right. If he tried to hold out for an acquittal, it looks suspicious. The DA's got me over a barrel.
Yeah, but even if you don't get the chair, it might mean years in the clink.
Don't worry. Once I get there, I can work my way out. All I want now is a verdict of manslaughter.
Court. Very well, Mr. Leverett. Proceed.
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, the district attorney has stated to you in his summation that my client, the defendant Albert Keeler, murdered his wife and George Van Horn in order to gain possession of her fortune. I dispute that. I say that my client was a wronged husband who killed in blind and outraged passion. Yes, gentlemen of the jury, I say that and I can prove it. Even my client is unaware of this fact, ladies and gentlemen. But only an hour ago, I located a key witness who can attest to the fact that George Van Horn was a frequent visitor to Ruth Keeler's house behind her husband's back. And that key witness is in this courtroom now.
Order in the court. Call your witness, Mr. Leverett.
Yes, Your Honor. Will Celia Johnson step to the witness chair? I don't understand it, Keeler. I just don't understand it. The Jury's been out for 2 days, and the juror's vote is still 11 to 1.
Well, he can't convince that 12th juror, huh, Leverett?
Yes, he's holding out, and nothing will shake him.
I tell you a little secret, Leverett.
Hmm?
I bribed that 12th juror.
You did what?
Yeah. Paid him 10 grand.
Keeler, you fool!
What do you mean?
That juror's the only one who's preventing you from walking out of that prison a free man.
That juror... I don't get you. What are you...
Keeler Johnson, as our key witness, changed things. She swung 11 jurors around to a verdict of acquittal. But the 12th, the one you bribed, is still holding out for manslaughter.
In just a moment, we'll be back with the surprise ending of tonight's case. Every day is value day when you insist on clothes by Clippercraft. We have to know our values are superlative when we suggest you compare Clippercraft with clothes selling for very much more, which is exactly what we do suggest, because there's a great big idea behind Clippercraft clothes, a great big idea in the form of the famous Clippercraft plan. You who buy our clothes get the benefit of great savings made by concentrating the buying power of 924 of the nation's finest stores from coast to coast. The Clippercraft plan really streamlines the fine old craft of clothes making. When you can get such remarkably fine quality in suits for only $35 and $40, in tropical worsteds for only $30, $32.50, and $35, and in sport jackets for only $24, why pay more? The Clippercraft label means unrivaled value. That's why men who know insist on Clippercraft clothes. So be sure to visit the Clippercraft store in your city. That's the store where courtesy and friendly service is always yours. The store that is proud to add its fine name to that of Clippercraft clothes in the label of your suit, tropical worsteds, and sport jackets. Now remember, not every pattern is always available in your size, but keep on trying. It will pay you to wait for Clippercraft clothes. And now back to tonight's case. The 12th juror still held out for manslaughter, and finally the result was a hung jury. This called for a new trial and gave the district attorney another chance to get back at Al Keeler. He unearthed more sensational new evidence proving by a forged will that Al Keeler murdered his wife not out of jealousy, but because he wanted her money. And this time, Al Keeler was sentenced to the electric chair.
What a fool I was, Ed. What a fool.
Yeah, you can say that again, Al.
Only that dumb rat Frankie Warren hadn't stuck to my instructions and held out for that manslaughter rap. If only I hadn't tried to bribe him in the first place.
Yeah, you'd be in the clear, Al. You wouldn't be going to the chair. There'd never have been a hung jury in a new trial.
To think I paid him 10 grand. Yeah, 10,000 bucks. You know, Ed, I was just thinking. It's kind of funny in a way.
Funny? What's funny?
I guess I'm the only guy who ever paid his way to the electric chair.
Next week, the crime cases of Warden Laws will present the dramatic story of a girl who risked her life to pay a debt she did not owe. All names of persons and places mentioned in today's case are fictitious. The Crime Cases of Warden Laws, a Bernard J. Proctor production, is written by Max Ehrlich and is directed by Arnold Michalis. George Petrie played Al Keeler. Mary Jane Higbee played Ruth Emery. This is Cy Harris speaking for the makers of Clippercraft Clothes for Men. Remember, if you don't know the name of the Clippercraft dealer nearest you, write Clippercraft, 200 Fifth Avenue, New York City. Now stay tuned to that famous racket-busting program, Special Investigator, which follows immediately over most of these mutual stations. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.